experience. We have accepted all things as Christ. We know that now. Science is a great part of our understanding. The more we pull science into our spirituality, the more we can see what's happening. Along with astrology, astronomy, politics, religion, all those things. We have now realized that, according to Revelations 11, around verse 15, that this is the kingdom of our Lord now. So science has opened to us a spirituality like we have not known before. It broadens and expands our thinking in so many ways. Science, politics, religion. We used to look at the dimensional things in our life, and we would say, well, you know, there is this seventh dimension, which is the unknown God. And then there is the sixth dimension, which is theophany. And then there is the fifth dimension, which is hell and all those kinds of things. And then there is the fourth dimension, which is communication, technology, all the things that we're watching around us today. Third dimension is time, and second dimension is matter, and the first dimension being space. And we have kind of followed along that line with science and a little bit of spirituality for a long time. But now that we've moved into it and we have understood that science is a big part of our life, many people say science is of the devil. Well, I could say that too, because I know what the devil is. The devil is processes. The devil is cycles. It's all these things that puts us through a cycle where we are shedding inappropriate things and putting on and carrying our life through, like a stalk of wheat or whatever it might be. You can see the cycles of life and how that it's a process. And so now we have come to an understanding that these processes are a part of our life, and it's not a horrible thing like a scared of the devil. It's us, and we're going through processes, and we do have unknown things, dark things, satanic, devil, whatever you want to call the terms. And we do have light, and we do have these great things that go on in our life, and it's us. And what I want to do is combine these dimensions together and help us understand it. So I looked at these dimensions, and I said within myself, and searching and reading and studying many men, many scientists, and many spiritual men that have written books and ministered for years. I've studied all their things back and forth, and I put together a good look at really what we're talking about. And when you put spirituality and science together, and you pull it together, you start out, you see that this unknown God thing of the seventh dimension is really a spiritual mind, is what it is. And so when we can understand that, it's when you come to the understanding of the universe, a spiritual mind, you come to understanding of yourself, you are the universe. And then that sixth dimension, which we always call theophany, I now look at it and I call it theophany, but kind of logic, thinking. And so that being your six-dimensional person, you have within you a spiritual mind, and you have logic, and you're thinking all the time. And then that fifth dimension is hell, is what we called it. Well, actually, it's carnal. It's the carnal mind. So what we have, these first three dimensions, we have a carnal mind, a logical or a theophany mind, and a spiritual mind. What takes place? Those are really just one mind. And if you can understand that, the carnal mind and the theophany or the theophonic or the logic mind, the word mind, they wrestle kind of or sort things out between themselves all the time within you. It's two attributes of one mind. And they're sorting things out all the time between the carnal and the logic and the theophany. And when you come to the sordid thing and you say, this is good, this is real, this is what I want in my life, then it becomes a third attribute, which is a spiritual mind. So you have the spiritual mind, a logical theophany mind, and a carnal mind, and the carnal and theophany are working together to sort things out, kind of in a battle, but at the same time just trying to figure out what is really real for you and what works for you. And then when you come to that rest, you move into a spiritual mind and you say, this is for me. So that's those first three dimensions, and it goes on in you every single day, every moment of the day. Then you come into what we called communication or technology. And me, I think that this fourth dimension, if you want to call it a fourth dimension, it's more of discovery. And what happens is this dimension of discovery actually becomes the center point of all things, because the three attributes of the mind, spiritual, logic, theophany, and carnal, these three go into that fourth dimensional realm, so to speak, for discovery. Now, what we have for these last three dimensions, it was called time. I think it's measurement of all things. It's called matter. I think it's elements. They can mix. They can come into all sorts of different things. It's elements, photons, electrons, neutrons, and you just keep going on and on and on, atoms and molecules, and it's a great mix of elements in the second dimension. And then the first dimension was space, but I call it emptiness, because listen to this cycle. You come to emptiness, and when you come to emptiness, you need to understand that you're going to fill yourself up when you come to emptiness. And then you come to the elements and the measurement, and these three lower dimensions, if you want to call them that, lower vibrations, lower frequencies, these three enter discovery to try to understand how to live in a humanity world with a spiritual mind, and how to sort out these things. So all six of those dimensions, the upper three, spiritual, theophany, and carnal, and the lower three, emptiness, elements, and measurement, they kind of meet in the dimension of discovery. And there we use our six-dimensional person, is what we are. We live in four dimensions, but we're six-dimensional. And we use these dimensions to sort out how we want to live, who we want to be, who we are, what we want to be, what careers we want, what knowledge we want, what technology we want. Everything falls into that fourth dimensional realm of discovery, which we used to call hell or the devil or demons or whatever. And the upper dimensions, the six and the seventh, we called God and all the good people, and then all of them in hell was the bad people. Get all that out of your mind. We're talking about dimensional ways that you can use these dimensions every day. And you use them in a cycle. Emptiness is where you go every time you run into something you don't know about. And then when you come to that emptiness, you begin to work through the elements, through the natural, the physical, and you begin to work through measurement. You take a look at the things that are going on and how they're measured out, and you do all these things, and you're doing it inside discovery, and you're doing it with your three attributes of your mind, spiritual and theophany and carnal. And you're working through this all the time, pulling into the fourth dimension. I really believe that the fourth dimension is where our character is perfected. It's where our soul is created. It's so many things, and I'll get into more of that later. I just wanted you to think about kind of laying aside those old dimensional thoughts and come to this where we are emptiness, elements, measurement, coming into discovery, spiritual, theophany, and carnal, coming into discovery, And our six-dimensional being, actually we're seven, but our six-dimensional being goes into the fourth and sorts everything out, and we become a living character. We become a living person. We become a person with ideas, with inventions, with understanding, with all the great things that we see going on in the earth today. How to take care of things, how to be a caretaker of the earth, how to do all the things that we need to do in order to make the earth a habitable and in order to make humanity a habitable place. That's what this is all about. Think about these dimensions. Stop thinking of bad places and bad things and start thinking of good things and how we're pulling all of this together. And it's a dimensional thing, and it's a dimensional way of life, and we can sort through it all and come to a wonderful life working in that dimension of discovery and discover what's ours, discover who we are, discover the purposes that we have here, discover what we can use for ourselves to enjoy, discover so many things in life. The fourth dimension is where we as a person meet up and sort out and become a spiritual being. Love, bless.